Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 17, Punishment and Reward of Kali, Part 2, Verses 17 through 27, The Bull of Religion Responds to Emperor Parikshit. The personality of religion in the form of a bull replied to Emperor Parikshit. O King, these words just spoken by you befit a person of the Pandava dynasty. Captivated by the devotional qualities of the Pandavas, why even Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead, performed duties as a messenger. O greatest among human beings, it is very difficult to ascertain the particular miscreant who has caused our sufferings, because we are bewildered by all different opinions of theoretical philosophers. Some philosophers, who deny all sorts of duality, declare that one's own self is responsible for his or her personal happiness and distress. Others say that superhuman powers are responsible, while yet others say that activity is responsible, and the gross materialists maintain that material nature is the ultimate cause. And there are also some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation, nor know it by imagination, nor express it by words. O sage amongst kings, judge for yourself by thinking over all of this with your own intelligence. Sukta Goswami then said, O best among the Brahmanas, the emperor, thus hearing the personality of religion speak, was fully satisfied, and without mistake or regret, Parikshit gave his reply. O you who are in the form of a bull, you know the truth of religion, and you are speaking according to the principle that the destination intended for the perpetrator of irreligious acts is also intended for one who identifies the perpetrator. You are no other than the personality of religion. Thus it is concluded that the Lord's energies are inconceivable. No one can estimate them by mental speculation or by word jugglery. In the age of Satya, truthfulness, your four legs were established by the four principles of austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness. But it appears that three of your legs are broken due to rampant irreligion in the form of pride, lust for women, and intoxication. And you are now standing on one leg only, which is your truthfulness, and you are somehow or other hobbling along. But Kali, quarrel personified, flourishing by deceit, is also trying to destroy that leg. The burden of the earth was certainly diminished by the personality of Godhead and by others as well. For when Krishna was present as an incarnation, all good was performed because of Krishna's auspicious footprints. Now she, the chaste one, being unfortunately forsaken by the personality of Godhead, laments her future with tears in her eyes, for now she is being ruled and enjoyed by lower class men who pose as rulers. Recorded January 22, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. I have no idea how I fell down. Love transforms to lust when it's gone. See the moats behave just like the ocean waves. No one knows. She's in control. Don't doubt that she is Krishna's potency. She's insurmountable. You can't break free. And you just can't enjoy. She'll treat you like a toy. And you'll be lost. Such a cost. Goodbye, Maya Devi. I don't like you kicking me. If I chant the Maha Mantra, Krishna will protect me. There's no time to lose. This life is brief. She'll simply punish you and give you grief. You're born only to die, and in between you cry. You just can't see your jeopardy. Krishna will protect me.